Hi guys. Welcome back to Bareface Banter.
Here we are.
Here we are. Week. Episode 12. Yes, ma'am. Episode 12. Why did you look at me like,
because
you literally
remember.
Are the one who edits all the episodes. You should know which one it is.
I know. I think it's because I save them by the date they're getting posted. So I never really worry about like what episode it is until I'm doing the thumbnail. Then I'm like, I just realized I'm like laying on top of you at this point. Well, hey, girl.
Girl, that hand was a little too close to
Oh,
that.
Sorry.
Anyways. Anneli.
Sorry. I'm rusty. It's been a minute.
Not really. It's
just
been
a little.
Just a little.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I actually had a busy weekend of clients again. I feel like I say this on every episode.
Oh my God. It's like she owns a business.
Oh my God. Right. I like actually work, but
really?
I sleep it until like 11 o'clock.
Hey, but you literally don't sleep. So it's different.
I sleep at like 3 a.m.
Insane.
Sometimes.
I do it too, but then I literally
the other
like
day,
can't
actually,
function.
I literally slept at 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning.
Really?
And I don't know what, I must have drank something like late at night, caffeine related. I don't know. I don't remember. But I was like, I've never been this wired. I was like up doing work and stuff.
Wait,
like,
actually?
4:30 in the morning.
Do you really drink coffee that late though?
No, it wasn't even coffee. It might have been like Diet Coke or something.
Oh, and that has caffeine, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Actually, you know what's funny? One time I didn't realize that I drank this tea that had caffeine in it and I had it late and then I was like,
wait, you reminded me. It was tea.
See,
and I didn't realize
that shit's hidden.
Yeah, you don't realize it.
And
it was tea and I forgot it was caffeinated. I was like, damn.
You're sitting there and then all of a sudden you're like, why am I jittering? And you're like, why am I so anxious? And
I was
then you're like
in my bed, like scrolling, and I'm like on TikTok. I'm like,
and you're just scrolling really
it's
fast.
It's 3 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not tired. Let's keep scrolling. And I was like, 4:30. I was like, okay, I need to put my phone down. Like
the
I
worst
like,
is when you do that and then you're just like sitting there and your eyes are closed and your brain is like meow, meow, meow,
I know you like, can't
sleep.
Shut it off.
No, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah, but how was your weekend?
It was good.
You didn't sleep at 4:30 in the morning?
No, I actually had like we had like a spring cleaning type of weekend, so we like cleaned the house, did some things.
You're
and
such
then
a, it's just married life, we're so different.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that much. Like Zach did all of the laundry, so like
she said Zach did the cleaning and my Roomba vacuum.
Yeah, but I don't have called a Roomba. It's a Eufy. I got the knockoff brand. I got the Amazon one.
Eufy? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like the, I think it's a Japanese company. I don't know. It's basically a Roomba, but it's not a Roomba. We call her Hilga. She's actually named Hilga.
So, I'm not going to say it.
Hilga. The reason is there's a movie and I think the nanny is named Hilga. And that's just the first thing that came to my mind. So I was like, okay.
So the nanny is the RoboVac.
Because Eufy takes care of us. And it, right. When the dogs are being annoying, it's like, you know, and goes after him and they're like, rah, rah, and then they like run away.
Like, it doesn't just clean, it also disappears.
Yes, exactly. It's a 2-for-1, you guys.
Okay.
But yesterday, because yesterday's my weekend when we meet.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wanted a poppy and I took a poppy with me and I like drinking them in wine glasses because I don't know, it like tastes better in my mind. Okay. I don't know. It's the fizzy. Just let it be. Anyways, I had it in a wine glass. So I like went upstairs and I was like, I'm just going to bring it to bed. So I put on my nightstand and then I got really sleepy and I like reading before I go to bed. So I was like reading.
Cute.
And then I plugged my phone in and I turned to my nightstand and I went to shove my phone. So I like kind of just put it on the table, but like push. And I felt like a little resistance and I was like, oh, it's probably just like my switch or something. And then I hear crash.
Oh.
And it's the freaking wine glass.
Anneli.
I know, dude. And
was it dark?
Well, yeah, it's pitch black in there.
Oh, my God.
Because Zach needs, like, no light to be able to sleep. So
and
I then,
full.
Literally, the first thing I said was, like, fuck. And Zach was like, what happened? I'm like, what do you mean? You're not going to hear the freaking glass wall? And he was like, what? What was it? What
There's
was
an
it?
Intruder in your house. He's like, what is that, babe?
Babe, did you drop something?
Get your ass up and go check the door.
There's someone at the door. He's like, oh, did you order something? No, but I'm like, I just broke a freaking glass. And he was like, do you need my help? I'm like, what do you mean? It's glass. So I like turned my flashlight on and it like, thankfully the actual glass itself didn't shatter, mm-hmm. but the stem of it broke off. But
oh.
It like broke off into a million pieces. And
damn.
So the little cylinders were everywhere. And then it was like tiny little pieces. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't actually know where the bottom part of that went.
Stop.
Wait, I actually don't know where it went.
You never found it?
I don't know if I picked it up or Zach picked
Damn,
it up.
Damn, you got to be careful with the dogs.
Yeah, I told Zach to vacuum before he let them in this morning.
And then did you let the Roomba vacuum too?
No, because that was upstairs.
It doesn't go upstairs.
It's annoying when it's upstairs. It gets stuck and then it starts spitting foam everywhere. It's a hot mess. Shit. So we don't do that. But anyways, I did that. And then I got back in bed and we cleaned it. And I was like so mad at myself. And then I was in bed and I was like, ow, my finger's stinging. And then I was like, what the heck? And I turned the light on and I didn't even realize that as it was falling, it got my finger. And Damn. So I have like a little, it like made a little hole
Dude,
in my
yeah,
finger.
Glass is crazy like that. Like,
and I got scared because I was like, shit, maybe it was glass
stuck in your finger.
Exactly. Yeah. So my first thought was I went to the bathroom, I rinsed it out, and then I put a flashlight and.
Are you good?
Yeah. It's just that it's die? Like, no, it's such a big scar. No.
Let me see. Oh my God.
Poor baby.
I need to give you some beta gel.
Yeah, I need that DMK stuff you posted about.
That was crazy.
Ew, Miranda, please never post that again.
Okay,
you need
Anneli,
a trigger
warning. So I posted something on my Instagram, not the bareface story, but on my personal Instagram story,
Her
which
business.
Is my personal and business, but yeah, it's my skincare page.
Nash
Anyways, it's the DMK beta gel, and it's literally the most phenomenal product you can use on a open wound. Because it was literally like a deep open wound, a before and after just
using
the beta
gel. It was literally a hole in someone's arm.
It was insane. And then so I posted that and I was just like, you know, beta gel is that girl. And then Anneli DMs me. She, what did you
I
say?
I said, you needed to put a trigger warning on that. Because I literally was like, ugh. And swiped as quick as I could. But it was one of those train wrecks where like you couldn't look away. And then like the more I looked, the more gross out I
was. Everyone was like commenting. They're like, oh my God, that's crazy. I was like, yeah, this is insane.
Meanwhile, I'm like, can you blur it next time?
I should next time be like, trigger warning.
Yeah, you
should. Yeah, you're right. Because some people get weirded out.
Yeah, I'm sure if Zach saw that, he would have been like, bleh.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm like
so
into
out.
It. I'm just like.
Well, you also like love popping people's pimples. Zach, even the, when Blood. We, dude, when Blood. We talked about it on the podcast about popping my freaking pimple or blackheads.
Oh, yeah.
He
got
gets grossed out.
Yeah, I know.
Like even that little, just talking about
you
it.
You need to tell him to schedule his facial. It's been a while.
I know, but at least he's doing that skincare. So.
True.
Soon I'll be putting the vitamin C in his routine too.
Just like sneaking it
yeah.
in.
Yeah. I'm like, babe, do you use this one? He's like, what is it? I'm like, just shut up and put it on your face.
You're like, it smells good. Shh.
It's a sensory thing. Anyway, yeah, that's what my weekend was. And so now I have a massive scar. Not actually. For the people listening, it's like quite literally.
It's the size of.
It's like maybe a centimeter.
I don't even know how small a centimeter
It's smaller than your freaking phone camera.
It's smaller than the diamond on her left finger.
Aww,
her ring finger.
Thanks.
Tiny. Oh. No, the scar. Not the ring.
I was like, bitch. No, but the annoying part is it's on my knuckle. And I don't know if you've ever gotten an.
Oh, yeah. Those are the worst because you can't move your
finger. Exactly.
Yeah,
anytime you move, it's like, and it like opens up. But one thing we want to do today, it's actually a suggestion from Miranda's mom.
One of our favorite
listeners. There's a trend on TikTok, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's probably everything, but I just say, I'm like, there's a trend on TikTok.
Like, old lady.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, those kids on TikTok.
Anneli doesn't have TikTok. That's why she's saying it like that.
Yeah, because it's TikTok to me. Anyways, there is a trend and you play a song in a different language and then you try to recite said song. And so we're going to try doing it. And I guess not obvious, but Miranda and I don't speak the same languages.
Miranda?
I said Miranda.
You said Miranda.
Anyways, Miranda and I don't speak the same languages. I mean, we obviously speak English sometimes.
Obviously.
Miranda. Obviously, we don't speak very well. No, but she speaks Arabic and I speak Spanish just because of our backgrounds. Our parents always spoke it to us, whatever.
I also speak Spanish. Cough, cough.
She's so annoying. So
poquito,
she's cheating.
Poquito.
Stop. Okay.
I took Spanish for a total of 5 whopping years in school and I barely know
Wait,
Spanish.
Why did I not know that about you? Dude, were you just like in Spanish 1 forever? Did you get to like AP or something?
No.
I don't know.
You asked? No, I literally was in 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I went up. Okay, no, you know what it was? In middle school, if you took Spanish 1, it was in 2 years. So Spanish 1A and Spanish 1B.
Oh, so they gave you the baby
version.
So
I got up to Spanish 4.
Wow. That's actually really good.
I know. And
so
you know,
can you
all
like write in Spanish?
Yeah, I can read it and write it, and I know
this is such an unfair advantage to this game.
I know the whole alphabet. Alphabeto? Is that the right word?
She said, I know the ñe, the alphabet. Alphabeto.
No, all of my Mexican friends that I went to school with in high school, they were all so fucking pissed because they were like, this is not fucking Spanish. Like, It's like the proper Spanish.
Well, yeah, because they teach you like the Spanish original like dialect or whatever.
They're like, dude, that's not how you say couch or like. It was some
it's not.
Thing.
It's not the natural way that you say it. Like it is. It is still an easy A for a Spanish speaker. Like I literally.
No, they all failed. They were copying my test, bitch. I literally did better than them. I'm not kidding.
Okay, well, for me, it was a really easy A, which is why I took it. Because I was like, this is the one class I'm gonna get an A.
Well, when I took Arabic, so I've learned Arabic growing up, but like because my family's
they speak it, so you just naturally learn it,
right? But I took Arabic class in college, like one class, one semester, because I needed an elective, and I was like, oh, Arabic would be cool. So that's how I actually learned how to like read and write. So I know the whole alphabet, which I didn't know before. I only
can
know
you put
verbally.
The letters together though?
I can, but I read at like a preschool level.
Well, because you have to like
I'm like apple.
Oh, it's an apple. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's how you Arabic. But so
okay, so we're gonna play this game, but it's gonna be off Miranda's phone. So we're not gonna play that long because we don't want to get in trouble. But we're gonna. I'm just like trying to get it comfortable right now, and I'm not comfortable right now. Anyways. English
is
hard.
Does the accent tell you?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Spanish first or English? Or I mean Arabic first.
English first. I bet this is gonna go great. Okay.
English first.
Whatever you want to do.
I mean, Arabic first.
Oh God.
Which one should I do?
Well, I have four, and she has three because she
let's
has an unfair advantage.
Okay, let's do one on.
So
one,
okay,
one,
so
one.
Give me
Spanish first.
Let me see
okay,
if I pick. Can. I'm gonna scrub the. What am I looking for?
I don't know.
What is this called? The captions, right? No, not captions.
No, the lyrics.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb.
I know.
I'm
really
gonna scrub
are.
The caption. You agreed way too fast.
Oh my God, I'm
okay,
so
okay,
dumb.
Okay, okay, okay. You're rude. Okay, let's see. Okay. Hey! Okay.
Come on, dude.
All right. So this is.
Don't say the song. Or you can say it, I guess.
I'm just gonna say who it is. It's Celia Cruz.
Never
heard
of her.
She's a. Rude.
Never heard of her.
You're gonna be very
well. You've never heard of the Arabic ones.
True. I guess that's true. Anyways, she's a Cuban idol. She's the queen of Cuban music. Basically,
she's like the
like
Cuban
when she
Selena
passed. Literally, they like
Mexico.
Put her through all of like they took her all
is
the way
Selena
through.
Mexican?
Yes.
Yes. I feel like I should know this.
Why? You're
I don't
not Mexican.
Know. No, I know I'm not, but I feel like she's like big.
No, I think she is. Yeah, she had like the purple outfit,
okay,
right?
So
yeah, that's
she
Selena.
Like the.
I don't know, Miranda. She's big.
Okay.
Anyways,
just play it.
Okay.
Put it in the mic. That's too long. Porque Laura. When the middle, get on, get on, get on. Too long. That was too long. I can't remember all that.
Girl, she just talks
porque
fast.
Porque Laura.
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard.
Yep.
That was pretty good.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
On the dot.
That song is La Vida Es Un Carnaval, by the way, which is Life Is a Carnival.
Carnival.
And you didn't say carnival one time, and she said it four times.
I'm dead.
So, oh God.
Okay, your turn, bitch. Let's see what you can do.
I'm like literally sweating. There's nothing I hate more. Like I can talk to people all day, but this is something I'm nervy about.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get the lyrics. Oh God, it's in Arabic. I don't even know what it says. Okay, ready? Okay, that's good.
Go ahead. I literally
not even a trial. Okay. Come on. Do you want to do it again?
I literally
don't play it again.
You I was also out. Watching you... your mouth because you're like, and I was like, wait, I'm trying to see if I knew what you were saying. Like I spoke the language.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah,
again?
Do it one more time. Right.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. That's good. Melly, you don't have to be perfect. Just say it.
He's like, I'm balling the wine. But does he say a V in there? Balling the wine. Right? Wait.
Not
did
even
I get
close.
It? Okay, what did he
T,
say?
A it's Tamedly Mac.
Hey, I was close. You something said to me.
Right? No, not even close. He says Tamedly Mac. I don't even know the rest
Tamedly
of it.
Mac?
Tamedly Mac.
Tamedly Mac.
Yep.
Okay.
That was pretty Mac. Good. Yeah. And then it says, and then it says, LB Hawek. That's all I know. That's all I know. I don't even know the whole thing.
Should we? Do you like karaoke?
Yeah.
Okay, because you kind of like you're down for it. And I'm the opposite. I hate karaoke.
What?
No, I hate it.
This stuff. It's so fun.
All right. The next one I want you to do.
I think I already know.
I'm going to do this one.
I'm dead. Are you serious? I know this one. Okay, go.
And it's just because I want to hear you sing it.
Go, go, go.
I'm just going to go straight from the beginning because there's really nothing better than the beginning of this song.
Go.
Suavemente.
Okay, that's good. Okay, suavemente, besame, te quiero sentir tus labios, besándome otra vez.
Ah, I got that right. I know. Wait, you were so good.
I know. This is, I fuck with
you
the song.
You didn't get the kissing of the lips. He said, "I want to kiss your lips," and you say, "Bam, bam, bam." That's what you said, but you got it.
I heard the otra vez, and I was like, I know what that means.
Okay, well, this
one more time.
This is a classic of Suavemente. If you don't know this song, disappointed in you.
Yeah, for sure. Also, the Arabic song that I played is also a huge classic. It's like a very big Arabic.
News to fucking me. I didn't. I have Mac.
Tamedly Mac.
That's all I remember, Mac.
Okay, so this is a new pop song. By an artist called Iliana.
God, I'm gonna throw. Wait, didn't you wear her shirt?
I did wear her shirt okay, on the cute. Last. Yeah,
she's a true fan.
I am. I love her.
You've told me about her.
Yeah. So let me fast forward because it's.
Like, oh, I got that part.
Ready? And go. Okay.
Can I just say that Arabic is really fucking hard?
It is. The alphabet and everything.
She said, me. That's all I heard.
Not bad.
What'd she say?
She says, ganani. It's not bad. Okay, that's wait. That's
okay,
good.
Okay. I think the more I hear it, the easier it's getting. At first, I was like, girl, like, what?
No, that's a really, that was a fast one.
Yeah. Okay, like wait, that song's kind of lit. You got to send that to me.
I love this song. Yeah.
Okay, I actually really like that one.
I will.
I kind of wanted to keep listening. Like, that was one of those where I'm like, okay, go off. Might play that on my wedding. Who knows? Just add it to the playlist.
Just one Arabic song
wait,
for me.
No, because the beat is good. I think that's.
No, it is.
I don't know. Maybe that's something I've heard before. I've heard before that Arabic music and like Latin music, like they have like their fast beats.
Yeah.
So like it's kind of similar. And like Hemi, she's Persian. It's obviously not the same, but their songs and their music, it's very similar where it's kind of like high beat. Yeah. And so like they can kind of dance the same way because like you get dancing on a beat, whereas like some people have really slow music, whereas like our music's like to dance.
Hype. Yeah.
You want to dance. Yeah, like the whole point is everyone's over there like, you know, shaking their tail feathers or whatever.
Tail feathers?
You know what I mean? Shaking that ass. Okay. I kind of just, okay, this is a pop song, I guess you could call it.
Okay.
And if you don't know the words to this song, I'm not going to be shocked. But all right. So this is a Bad Bunny song. So let's see if you know it.
Oh, I love Bad Bunny.
Everybody does. He's freaking great. Okay.
I'm giving you
Okay.
All right.
That's, you played like the longest one.
You there. Speak okay. Spanish.
Titi me preguntón.
You got it.
Titi me preguntón, ¿dónde está la novia?
Yep.
Si tú la novia, ¿dónde está la otra? Na 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 otra.
Yeah.
Na 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 selfie, say cheese.
You are so good at this. Oh my god, Rand, I'm
dude,
so
I
proud
love
of you.
That song and I like yeah, but I actually listened to these songs.
Girl, hell yeah. I went easy.
Girl, hell yeah.
Girl. hell yeah. Wait, I'm like profusely sweating because this gives me so much anxiety, but
okay, this is, well, you have one more, so that's, you're good. I have four. Okay. You have
you
three.
After this I need to go to freaking school to learn Arabic because I'm never doing this again. This shit's hard, dude.
It is hard.
It's not hard. Easy.
You're literally so nervous. Okay,
I know. I feel like I'm just like a good one. It's okay. A test, you know.
This is, okay, so this artist is, her name's Nancy Ajram. She's a very famous,
sorry, Nancy
Arabic.
What?
Ajram.
Oh, I just heard Ajram. I was like, okay.
A-J-R-A-M. Ajram. She is a...
Did you hear the difference? What the fuck? Nancy Ajram?
Ajram. Yeah.
Ajram. Oh, there's an R. That's what you're Ajram. Doing. That's what you're doing with your
That's
mouth.
What you're doing.
Ajram.
Ajram.
Because you were like, Ajram.
Well, it's hard to say it. Okay,
I thought it was a D.
No, no. Here, let me explain something to you. When I speak Arabic, I have to put mumble? My tongue a certain way compared to English. Okay. So if I'm speaking, you know how when you're speaking Spanglish, you get twisted with your mouth?
Yeah, because your tongue is in different spots
exactly.
in your mouth.
So it's the same with Arabic. So I can say Nancy Ajram if I'm talking in Arabic, but when I'm trying to explain it to you
it's
in
like
an
when
easier
you, it's
tone.
It's like when you say hummus to me. You don't say hummus. You say...
I say hummus.
Exactly.
But I don't say hummus to you. I don't go to Chipotle or no, I don't no. go to Kava and I'm like, can I get the regular hummus? Like they
no,
look at
but
me
when
like,
we order something, you'll say it.
I say it half. I'm like, hummus?
Yeah, you do say it, but you
because
can tell.
Because people say hummus and I'm like, I'm not saying hummus. So
would
I
you
say,
rather I say hummus?
Hummus.
I love the hummus. Do you like the tzatziki?
Okay, ready? So this is Nancy Ajram. This song is called Ya Tab Tab With Allah.
Okay.
That could give you a clue.
That's great. Say that one more time.
Ya Tab Tab With Allah.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ya Tab Tab Wa Allah.
Ready? You got it. Ready?
Ya Tab Tab With Allah. Ya Yul Lana Tghayyar Ta'li Anazal. Awalla. Mah Kulli Hamuza Yardi.
Okay, that's good.
Yep, it went on really long and I forgot the beginning. But she said, Yatala Walla Dalaba Dalatil and a weedy. Right. No. Wait, run it back, dude.
Okay.
Yatub Tub. Wadella. Like Wella hair products. Got it. Damn. Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't even know these. So these are hard.
Yeah, no, I saw.
These
she's
are
like,
hard.
I don't know if you can tell, but when she sees me, she's like, she's not even saying it. So that's why I'm trying to cheat and be like, I'm trying to look at her mouth and her tongue's like.
It's like when you're in school trying to cheat on your neighbor, but they're failing the test.
No, their penmanship's garbage. They have chicken scratch. And you're like, damn it. Is it C
you're
or
like,
D?
You put C in the last four. What the fuck?
Is he trying to fucking shape with the bubbles?
He's just testing his luck at this point.
Wait, stop.
You know,
oh,
how,
you
like,
one more.
You know how like C was the most common?
Yes, it's like the most commonly, the most common answer. Yeah.
I'm dead.
Okay, here's your last one.
Okay.
And you're going to know this one.
I think I know.
You already know this one. And I gave you freaking basketballs or what is it?
Basketball.
Not basketball. wait, that's not what I meant. Softballs. Easy ones.
Oh. Softballs, okay. Softballs are not easy, but yeah, I know what you meant.
All right, I gotta find the one parse I want.
I know the song. Okay. Ella le gusta la gasolina. Dame más gasolina. No, 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 gasolina. Dare, dare gasolina.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, she did it. She said, Americana, Benegone. Me gonna thought it. That's exactly what you were doing with it, right?
Yes. The next part.
Yeah, because yeah, it's literally.
I'm dead. Keep going.
It's this part.
Yeah. Let me see. I can read the lyrics. Tuinas no discrimina. No se pierde nuestro esquina. Dude, if I have the lyrics,
yes.
I can follow along.
Honestly, even if you didn't play the music, I think you could kill that one.
I love this
if
shit.
You haven't heard that song.
Actually, Anneli, I played that song in my car today on the way to work.
just at random, or did you look it up?
No, someone posted a Instagram reel.
Stop, I can't. You literally said, "Bang, and I'm gonna be." And I fucking can't. You really were. So, you had it playing the track in your head, and you were like, "You just wanted to keep going."
I was like DJing.
Legit, you're. You're just fucking there, dude. Oh my god. Okay, 10 out of 10. You were so good at this. No, oh, I'm shit. Literally sweating.
Why do we always do this?
Because that was anxiety ridden.
Okay, that was good. That was
okay,
so
wait.
Good.
No, I'm
you
so
did great.
Really, I don't think so. I think the only thing I got was well up. That's all I said. Another talent to meet.
Tamali Mac. You got that one.
Wella Della. What Della? What did she say?
Oh, yeah, tub tub.
Yeah, tub tub. How can I forget the tub tub? That one's so easy. What the fuck? It's literally a tub tub, and I'm over here. Walla la ba da gaboo baddie.
How can I forget the tub tub?
Think Teletubbies, tub tubs. No, you did really well. I mean, you did, you know, take 4 years of Spanish or whatever, five, because they broke it apart into baby Spanish for you. Yeah, but I mean, exactly. You did really well. I'm not shocked at all, though.
Really?
But we did learn something. I hate karaoke and I hate doing things I'm not good at.
I love
and it. You'll just fucking throw yourself down a hill. She said,
I'm like, she said,
yes, Alina, rolling down the hill.
Bitch, it's about the confidence. It's not about
it is though, because you really you just hit that beat.
Imagine I'm like I book out next week, I book out the fucking stage. I'm like, guys, I'm gonna sing a song.
Stop. If you did stand up and that's all you did, I would literally be in the audience like, hello? Who gave her the stage?
No, sometimes
someone
I'll just
take
like,
the mic.
Sometimes I'll just like sit in my car and like blast the song and like put the lyric of like I love doing it to rap music.
While you're driving?
No. Oh, I park.
She's
I park.
In the freeway. She's like, gasoline. Oh shit. Balaguero.
The phone's like, I'm like looking, I'm like, oh shit.
People are honking at you. You're like, is this the song or is this someone honking at me? I don't know who it is.
No, I'll do it to rap music. I love doing it to rap music. Dude, I can actually low-key rap really well.
Miranda, just based on that, I think you're good at karaoke. I think you're good at any...
I should do karaoke.
I feel like you'd be an ad-libs girl. You'd be, like, singing the ad-libs, like, no problem.
What is ad-libs?
You know, like, in a song where they're like, yeah, get it. What up? What up? You know, like, that's what the ad-libs... Yeah, that's... You'd be good at that. Okay. You'd kill that.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my god, I'm so glad we did that game, and thanks to your mom for literally the best idea ever.
That was funny.
Was it anxiety inducing? Absolutely, but you know, you got to do things you're uncomfortable
with. I didn't feel even a slight bit of anxiety with
no
that.
You're not sweating. I'm not sweating.
I'm
what are you talking about?
Because I'm laughing and it's hot.
Okay, true.
And these lights.
Okay, so thoughts for thoughts today is I think I was driving to work, and I texted Miranda and I was like, I have the thoughts for thoughts today, which is usually so normal for us because like we don't really plan them
it's
out.
It's just random stuff.
We have a list of like, oh, we'll go through these, and we just say, fuck the list.
No,
and
we literally never
comes
we
up.
Have, like, we keep adding to the list, but then stuff comes up in our day. We just throw
it's
in a
better.
New one.
So I was driving to work, and I can't even make this up. We're going to have to make a clip out of this, but for people listening, the person that was driving, mind you, it was a man, okay?
I'm already laughing. I don't know why.
Give me your hand as the steering wheel, please.
How do I do that?
Like this. Okay. So I'm driving. Here's my hand on the steering wheel. For people listening, just go to the Instagram.
Can we flip my hand?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot.
I'll hold the inside of
Okay. So he's holding the steering wheel, and with both hands, he's like, sorry, my hands are clammy. Like this. Okay. And he's literally like this on the steering wheel. I swear to God. His seat is literally like this.
He's leaning forward
into the freaking steering wheel.
His head was
entire,
touching the
his
dashboard.
Arms were bent like this. He couldn't have turned. To turn, he would have been like... literally the tiny little movements just to shift it to the side because
dude,
he couldn't move.
What the hell?
And then it made me realize like, okay, our thoughts for thoughts today is how close is too close to the steering wheel? That's too close.
Way too fucking close.
I don't. It's so insane. But the freaking drivers in Irvine and Orange County are the worst.
Well, you know.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
All the teenagers, terrible drivers.
Like
everyone's a terrible
a
driver
million,
here.
A million, bajillion, quadrillion Teslas.
Yeah. And they all drive for themselves.
Yeah.
No one's driving that thing. Okay. It's fucking terrible. But I literally, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people like on the steering wheel, like they're literally touching it. And I'm like, you guys, what are you doing?
Okay, but how about the extreme opposite when they're like leaning back?
Oh, Broca's like, hello?
Did I hit him with my head?
Yeah.
Okay, they're like leaning back.
There's
like
no
this,
way. They're barely touching like, it. It's literally like, their fingertips.
Like, they just see the horizon. As they're driving, just like
they just see the dash. They're just hoping. It's a prayer. They're like, fuck
it. They go, cuckoo. They're like, I don't know what that was. I can't see below.
It's literally a human. It's fine. No, it's just, it's crazy to me, but I think that's too close. So I sit where like I have distance
the
in my arm.
Medium?
Yeah, like I'm not like this when I'm driving. Like I have like enough distance that like so I don't have to bend my arm.
Apparently, I think I sit a little close.
You do because I remember getting in your car and I was like,
say,
is that?
When people get in my car, they're like trying to like shuffle.
No, literally,
into the seat.
When we went the first time to get those cords for
oh,
the mics,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
is
yeah,
that
yeah.
how close you sit to the steering wheel? Because she was like all proper and close. And I was
well,
like,
that's
maybe.
Not my fault.
Is it because you have short legs or something?
No, it's because I can't bend my back.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess she did have back surgery or whatever.
So yeah, guys.
Bad like, excuse.
I'm
shitty driver.
Slightly
no, I'm
crippled. But
Miranda.
No, I'm just saying. I literally can't bend my back. So when I
you said it. I'm slightly crippled.
So like it's actually more comfortable for me
to be straight
sitting
with
up.
Your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So,
but I don't sit like this close to the wheel.
No, your steering wheel is kind of close to you though. Like you pull that thing close to you.
I do like it close because
I
feel
it.
Like it's
my
more
mom's
control.
The same way. She literally she'll undo it and literally just boom. Yeah. And it's I'm like, damn. And the thing she puts it as low and as close to her, and I'm like, damn, girl, I drive with my knee. There's no way that would be driving with my thigh.
You drive with your knee?
Sometimes, yeah.
Nelly,
what?
Don't admit that on the camera.
What do you mean?
You're gonna
like
get
my
arrested
hands? From who? What cop is watching?
The podcast cops.
The podcast police. Wee woo, wee woo. Wait, is that the right
next
sound?
Next week, they email us.
No,
on
that's
YouTube.
An ambulance.
You dumbass.
Wee woo.
No, the cop.
No, that's an ambulance.
The cops don't make that sound.
No, I think wee woo is an ambulance.
The cop goes. Wee 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 wee.
That's the sound of the police.
Wee,
that's all I know.
Like a cop cut. Bitch, I'm still singing
wait,
karaoke.
Wait, I was singing a different one too, and now I don't even know what I was singing because I started tuning into your channel.
You?
That's the sound of the
yeah,
police.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah. They go whoop whoop.
Woo whoop.
Yeah, yeah. They're yeah, like yeah, whoop yeah, whoop. Yeah. Oh, I've
anyways,
heard that sound too many times.
Anyways,
mom, don't listen.
We're going to get an email from YouTube saying they shut down our channel because you just admitted you drive with your fucking knees.
No, my hands on the steering wheel.
Right.
Listen, Tesla,
no, honestly,
my
Anneli,
knee. I think my knee is safer than the AI.
I drive with my knee too.
There you- this bitch.
Also,
anyways.
I have like Roca in my lap and then like Chick-fil-A on the side of me.
Stop,
and I'm just like
always.
Turning.
She's eating while driving.
Trying to turn the fucking
Roca's getting
wheel.
A fry. She's getting a fry.
Literally, dude.
I fucking
it's
can't.
Always one in one. He can't not get one.
He is kind of
by the time I get home, the fries are done.
There's no food.
No, I save the sandwich for later, but
you know
I eat
funny,
the fries
actually,
on the way home.
You say that? I like eating in the car. Zach doesn't like eating in the car. He hates it. He thinks it's gross.
Why is it gross?
He just doesn't have enough space, he said.
So
swear
why is it
God.
Gross? That doesn't answer the question.
Because it like grosses him out. He doesn't have enough space to like eat and like lay things out. He doesn't like it. I don't know. It's so bizarre.
That doesn't sound like, that sounds like a him problem.
100%. So then when we're in the car and he's like, no, we'll get to the house. I'm like, give me that fucking bag. And I shove my hand in there. I'm like, and I get the fries. I'm like, I'm not waiting.
I literally have like,
of your issues.
Have, like greasy, salty hands.
Literally just the steering wheel salted. You can't even grip it. It's gritty as hell.
So gross. That's when I drive with my knees, bitch. That's why they come in handy.
Hold on. I gotta eat my Chick-fil-A.
Dude, legit. Oh my god, no, but I feel like I sit like at a medium length, but every time someone gets in my car they're like, god damn, they have to put the chair all the way back.
Yeah, you do sit kind of
and
funky. You yeah, sit funky. It's yeah, okay. But anyways, that was our thought.
But
I
also saw how you sat. You sat kind of leaning back.
Yeah, I don't like, I don't know. I'm an in-betweener, but I also, I'm a big lumbar support person because my back like curves a lot and I have like minor scoliosis, so I really like the lumbar support.
I think you're just slightly a G. You just don't want to admit it.
Me can't see the road. I'm the person that hits a was that a speed bump? Anyways,
that was our thoughts for thought
and our episode.
Yeah,
we will
Nene, hope that I got stolen. Now we all both know new songs.
We all both know new songs. Yep, that's it, guys. We'll see you next week. We post every Thursday, everywhere you can find a podcast, everywhere you can watch a video, which just means YouTube. So look
Instagram,
at YouTube.
Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram and on TikTok and, you know, all the others.
They're all linked in our YouTube video. Right?
You know, I do wait a week. What? She's singing in Spanish, guys. She has to transfer her brainstem in Spanish.
Anyways, yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for watching. Yeah, like, follow, subscribe, you know, do all the things. And we'll
don't
see
forget
you
to rate five
week.
Stars and nothing else. Bye.
Bye.